This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. In a trailblazing reform that marks Sikkim as the first state in the country to introduce a formal sabbatical leave scheme, the government has empowered its workforce, especially the youth, with a rare opportunity for personal and professional growth. The policy allows regular state government employees who have completed at least 5 years of continuous service to avail of leave from 365 days up to a maximum of 1,080 days while receiving 50% of their basic pay during their absence. Tripura Medical College Nursing Staff Union and Agartala Rotary Club jointly held a 3-in-1 program yesterday in which blood donation camp, tree plantation and medical aid giveaway was included. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Shaha took part in the tree plantation near the medical college campus in Hapania, Agartala, and later at the Vivekananda Auditorium, the Chief Minister distributed glasses and various medical aids among the underprivileged. This year, Assam has received over 42% rainfall deficit, and 27 districts are experiencing a drought-like situation during this Kharif season. Akashvani correspondent reports that Assam experienced over 42% rainfall deficit between 1st June and 28th July this year. The districts of Barpeta, Bajali, Baksa, Bongaigaon, Dibrugarh, Golaghat, Gwalpara, Morigaon, Nogaon, Kamrup Metro, Kamrup, Nalbari, Tumulpur, Kokrajhar, Dhubri, Sonitpur, South Salmara, Mankachar and Lakhimpur are experiencing acute drought-like situations. To mitigate this, the state government has issued a notification outlining urgent measures to tackle this acute drought-like situation. All district commissioners have been instructed to immediately assess the functionality of irrigation schemes in affected areas and ensure timely restoration wherever needed. Akashvani Aizawl marked its 60th Foundation Day with a celebratory event held at its office in Tuikwatlang, Aizawl, yesterday. The occasion brought together staff and guests to honour 6 decades of public service broadcasting in the region. The event's chief guest, Akashvani and Doordarshan Additional Director General Northeast Zone, Ashish Bhatnagar, praised Akashvani Aizawl for reaching this significant milestone. He highlighted radio's long-standing role as a reliable and entertaining medium, even before the rise of television and digital platforms. In Nagaland, the Ao Naga celebrated its pre-harvest festival, Sungramong, yesterday. The festival is traditionally observed to thank the Almighty for a good harvest and to seek blessings for the future. The festival reflects the rich cultural identity of the Ao people through folk music, indigenous games, rituals, and reconciliation practices. A grand Sungramong celebration was held at the amphitheater Kisama, Kohima. To strengthen Orchid Mission through international collaboration, the Chief Secretary of Arunachal Pradesh, Manish Kumar Gupta, held a virtual meeting with India's Ambassador to Thailand, Nagesh Singh. They discussed potential partnerships in orchid cultivation. The state government is seeking the embassy's support in attracting Thai investment, sourcing high-quality planting materials, and acquiring technical expertise to advance scientific and commercial orchid farming. In a social media post, the Chief Secretary stated that the government also aims to upskill farmers, self-help groups, and farmer-producer organizations. The initiative is expected to generate sustainable livelihoods and position Arunachal Pradesh as a major orchid hub in the region. Justice Biswadeep Bhattacharjee was officially sworn in as a judge of the High Court of Meghalaya yesterday. The oath of office was administered during a formal ceremony by the Chief Justice of the Meghalaya High Court, Justice Indra Prasanna Mukherjee. And India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh today. The weather agency has also predicted heavy rainfall conditions over Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand, West Bengal and Sikkim today. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.